Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I absolutely love. And I've got a bunch tonight. I love them all. The first one will be the same song I ended last week's show on. I didn't get to finish it. It's Steve Martin, the comedian Steve Martin, playing the banjo and singing Daddy Played the Banjo. And Steve Martin actually began his career as a banjo player. And he's quite good, as good as anybody I know. He's not a virtuoso banjo player, but he's a fine banjo player. And this is a nice song. It's got a nice feel to it, and I like it a lot.
Daddy played the banjo neath the yellow tree. It rang across the backyard, an old-time melody. I loved to hear the music, I was only five. I listened as his fingers made the banjo come alive. Sometimes I'd wake up at night and hear a distant tune. Banjo would echo around my childhood room. I'd sneak down the back stairs, Daddy never knew. I'd grab a broom and make believe I was picking tunes. One day Daddy put my fingers down upon the strings. He picked it with his other hand, we made the banjo ring. Now the music takes me back across the yellow day to the summers with my dad and the tunes he played. Just telling lies about the things I did. See, I'm that banjo player who never had a kid. Now I sit beneath that yellow tree, hoping that a kid somewhere is listening to me. Daddy played the banjo neath the yellow tree. It rang across the backyard and wove a spell on me. Now the banjo takes me back through the foggy haze, where memories of what never was become the good old days.
That was Steve Martin doing Daddy Played the Banjo. Next up is Wagon Wheel. This is a song that Bob Dylan just sketched out little pieces of and left hanging around for years. It was on one of the collector's tapes, and someone in the Old Crow Medicine Show found it and turned it into a complete song. So this is called Wagon Wheel, and it's a great song. I noticed that the notes say, Old Crow Medicine Show with David Rawlings. Well, you know, up until a few weeks ago, that would have meant nothing to me, but I just saw David Rawlings. He plays guitar with Gillian Welch and sings, and he's a fantastic musician. So now I appreciate why they would say Wagon Wheel with David Rawlings, because he really is great. But now I'll listen for him. This is a song called Wagon Wheel. Thank you.
exiled to the land of the pine, slowing my way to North Carolina. Staring at the road, I pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17. I paint me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Riley I could see my baby tonight. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, rock me. Oh, rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me. Cold up in New England, I was born to be a fiddler in an old time string band. Baby plays a guitar, I pick a banjo now. Oh, the North Country winters keep getting me. I lost my mind in playing poker, so I had to hop a leap. But I ain't turning back to that old life no more. So rock me, mama, like a wagon. Hey, mama, rock me. Oh, rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me. South out of Roanoke, I called a trucker out of Philly, had a nice long toke. But he's headed west from the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. And I gotta get a move on, babe, for the sun. I hear my baby calling my name, and I know that she's the only one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free. So rock me, mama, like a wagon. Rock me, mama, in a way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Oh, rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me.
Wagon Wheel. Written by Bob Dylan, filled in by the group that just sang it, and that was the Old Crow Medicine Show, and Davis Rawlings was helping out on that. Next up is a song that's kind of interesting. It's Green, Green, Rocky Road. The original singer was a guy named Dave Van Ronk, and I saw him back when I was in college. Well, that was in the early 60s, so that was a long time ago. Dave Van Ronk was a folk musician, raw energy, great, great musician. Sang solo with his guitar and a harmonica, and I saw him at a Unitarian church, I think, and he was just wonderful. He got sort of part of my inspiration to like folk music so much. Well, recently a movie came out called Inside Llewyn Davis, and it was the story of a failed folk singer, or a folk singer who hadn't made it yet anyway. And the star of the star was a man named Oscar Isaac. And Oscar Isaac sang a number of the songs in the show. And he's a very good singer and sort of a prototype of maybe what it's like to be a really good musician and still have a hard time making it. That was sort of the story of the movie. However, Oscar Isaac has made it as an actor. So he was the star of Inside Llewyn Davis and got some awards from that and was nominated for a number of things. This is Oscar Isaac singing Green, Green, Rocky Road. And next week on the show, I'm going to play Dave Van Rock singing the same song, the original version, but this is the modern version.
Tomorrow, need no carpet on my floor. You come along and follow me. We'll go down to Galilee. Out in green, green, rocky road, you're promenading green. Tell me who you love, tell me who you love. See that crow up in the sky, it don't walk, but he just fly. It don't walk, but he don't run. Keep on flapping to the sun. Howling green, green, rocky road, you're promenading green. Tell me who you love, tell me who you love. Does your mama chew tobacco if your mama chews tobacco? Hookah-dookah, hookah-dookah, soda cracker. Howling green, green, rocky roll, you're promenading green. Tell me who you love, tell me who you love. Now when I go back to Baltimore, no carpet on my floor, you come along and follow me. There's a man in Galilee, howling green, green, rocky road, you're promenading green. Tell me who you love, tell me who you love.
So, Rocky Road, Green Green Rocky Road by Oscar Isaac, and a nice song. Now comes something from 1969 by Norman Greenbaum. Norman Greenbaum is Jewish, and he heard a gospel song sung by Porter Wagner and thought, hey, I can write a gospel song, so he wrote this, and did a good job of it, too. And it's got some strange beep sounds in it. And the guitarist who did the beep sound said he was just messing around one day, and they said, put something in the filler, you know. And he said, how about this? And he made this beep sound and said the people in the control booth stood up. They said, use that, use that. He said he'd never intended for it to be part of the song. So when you hear this strange, well, they call it a beep sound, but you'll notice it in the song. It's the guitarist's innovation on the spot, which they happen to choose to use. And this is Spirit in the Sky from 1969, big hit that year.
We'll be right back.
Spirit in the Sky by Norman Greenbaum, and some great guitar work in there. Next up is something I like a lot. I just heard it, a year or so ago. It's called If I Die Young, and it's by the band Perry. They wrote this. They're a family, the sister and two brothers sing together, and it's just a nice song. It's got a good feel to it. She talks about dying young, what it would be like, and the sharp knife of a short life. You know, the thing's just being cut off, and you can feel it in there. So it's kind of catchy. It's also got some great harmony, great rhythm, and good guitar work.
If I die young, bury me in satin, lay me down on a bed of roses, sink me in the river at dawn, send me away with the words of a love song. Lord, make me a rainbow, I'll shine down on my mother. She'll know I'm safe with you when she stands under my colors. Oh, and life ain't always what you think it ought to be. No, ain't even gray, but she buries her baby. The sharp knife of a short life. Well, I've had just enough time. If I short life, well, I've had just enough time. And I'll be wearing white when I come into your kingdom. I'm as green as the ring on my little cold finger. I've never known the loving of a man, but it sure felt nice when he was holding my hand. There's a boy here in town, says you'll love me forever. What a thought forever could be severed by the sharp knife of a short life. Well, I've had just enough. Penny for my thoughts, oh no, I'll sell them for a dollar. They're worth so much more after I'm a goner. And maybe then you'll hear the words I've been singing. Funny when you're dead how people start listening. If I die young, bury me in satin, lay me down
That was If I Die Young by the band Perry. Kimberly Perry singing the lead. Well, we've got another female singer coming up, Lucy Schwartz. And Lucy is singing a song from the movie What Maisie Knows, What Maisie Knew. And I like that movie. It's a young girl. She's maybe 8 or 9. And she has some parents who are not functioning too well, shall we say, as parents or in any other way either. And as the story works out, Maisie ends up with another couple, her babysitter and the babysitter's boyfriend, sort of. And kind of things, it's as if she leads the world to come around to her side without really trying or never overtly trying. And this was a song from that movie. And it caught the flavor of gentleness and good stuff. So this is called Feeling of Being from the movie What Maisie Knew, and it's sung by Lucy Schwartz, a young American singer. She's 24.
Bet you if you sink, you'd swim a little further. And I bet you if you cried, you'd understand me better. So I take a little time just sailing down the river. And I'm throwing out my line to see if I can catch the feeling of being.
Was Lucy Schwartz singing Feeling of Being. It's probably a good time to stop and tell you who we are and what we're doing. My name is Harry Baya, and this show is called Wombats and Music. And the title I made up to include wombats, which I consider really neat little creatures, but oddball things, and music. And the wombats is my way of saying I'm going to do an occasional oddball thing, like read a poem or tell a joke or make up a story. In fact, I'm going to tell you a little joke now. Now, this is a double joke because I think I may have told this before just recently. So if I have any regular listeners, you can let me know, hey, Harry, you already told that. I'm getting old and forgetful, so I'm not sure, but I like it anyway, so here it goes again. Little girl is in a class, and the teacher is teaching about evolution and animal diversity and that sort of thing. And the little girl says, But there can't be that many different animals because they had to all fit on the ark. And the teacher says, well, honey, we're not really sure there was an ark. Oh, yes, said the little girl, there was an ark because Noah was on it. And I know that because it's in the Bible. And the teacher said, well, honey, not everything in the Bible is true. And people aren't really sure Noah ever existed. The little girl said, oh, he did exist. He did exist. And she says, well, you couldn't believe that, honey. That's fine. The little girl said, well, don't worry. I'll find out. She said, when I get to heaven, I'll ask God if Noah is there. And then I'll know if he's, you know, if there was a Noah. And the teacher says, well, honey, what if Noah's not in heaven? What if Noah's in hell? And the little girl says, well, then you ask. I like that. Well, okay, moving on. I was saying that this is my show, Wombats and Music, comes on Monday nights at 7, Saturdays at 1, and the show comes to you from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia, southwest tip of Virginia. We're also on the web, so you might be listening to us streaming. And if you'd like to hear older shows, you can contact me by sending me email at H-B-A-Y-A. That's my last name, B-A-Y-A, Baya, B like in Bumblebee, H-Baya at ehc.edu, Echo Henry Charlie, Emory Henry College, H-Baya at ehc.edu. And let me know you're listening and maybe what kind of music you'd like to hear. Maybe I'll put something on for you or maybe your favorite song. So next up, we're ready to move on, is Alison Krauss, one of the finest singers of our era. They list her as a bluegrass country singer, but she can sing anything. And this song is called When You Say Nothing at All. And I just happened to hear it recently. There are several versions of this. Other people have recorded it. And I heard this one and thought, oh, I like that a lot. I want to play it. So here we go. This is Alison Krauss, When You Say Nothing at All.
It's amazing how you can speak right to my heart. Without saying a word, you can light up the dark. Try as I may, I could never explain what I hear when you the touch of your hand says you catch me if ever I fall. You say it best when you say nothing at
Alison Krauss singing When You Say Nothing at All, and a great job. I had to take a little pause there. I'm reading a book called The Second Machine Age, which I find fascinating. And it's about the fact that computers and communication stuff is changing very rapidly right now. This year is 2014, and they're saying the last 4 or 5 years have shown an acceleration in change, and it's going to continue accelerating for a while. So we're in the middle of a lot of change. And what's happening is that the computers and similar devices are becoming smarter is not quite the right word. More alive, I guess, or closer to being conscious. They're a long way from conscious. But anyway, while I was talking just now, my computer came on and went into some mode. Actually, it's an iPad, and overheard what I was saying. I just said, great job, and began to talk to me about great job. What causes to do that, I don't know. But it made me think of this book and the fact that these things are becoming reactive and sensitive, and we don't want them to wake up and start doing things when we didn't ask them to, not usually, but unless they're saving our life or something. But they are becoming where we can ask them to do things and they'll do it. Anyway, I just thought I'd throw that in because it threw me off. Well, next up is a song that I've played a few times over the years. It's called The Windmills of Your Mind, and the version I'm going to play is by Sting. It was an important part of the soundtrack of a movie called The Thomas Crown Affair. And there are two versions of the movie. I've seen them both, although I can't remember the early one that well. But they use the theme song in both versions. The first version was 1968. The second version was 1999. And for the 1999 version, they got Sting to sing the theme song. That's what we're going to play now. This is called The Windmills of Your Mind by Sting. And Sting has an incredible voice and an incredible vocal talent, which I didn't realize. I always thought of him as just a rock musician. But here's an example of Sting when he's allowed to do something that doesn't have a loud rock band behind it.
Spinning wheel, like a snowball down a mountain, or a carnival balloon, like a carousel that's burning, running rings around the moon, like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face, and the world is like an apple whirling silently in space, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. Sun has never shone, like a door that keeps revolving in a half-forgotten dream. Are the ripples from a pebble someone tosses in a stream, like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of his face, and the world is like an apple whirling silently in space, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. Thank you. jangle in your head? Why does summer go so quickly? Was it something that you said? Lovers walk along the shore and leave their footprints in the sand. Is the sound of distant drumming just the fingers of your hand? Pictures hanging in a hallway and the fragment of this song. Half remembered names and faces, but to whom do they belong? When you knew that it was over, were you suddenly aware that the autumn leaves were turning to the color of her hair? Like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning, on an ever spinning reel. As the images unwind, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. Pictures hanging in a hallway and the fragment of this song. Half remembered names and faces, but to whom do they belong? When you knew that it was over, were you suddenly aware that the autumn leaves were turning to the color of her hair? Like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning, on an ever spinning reel. As the images unwind, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind.
Windmills of Your Mind by Sting. Well, next up comes what I consider a wombat, and I have a little story to go with it. It's the Woody Woodpecker song from 1947 to 48, sung by Mel Blanc. Mel Blanc was famous for doing voices for many of the great characters of the cartoons of that era. Bugs Bunny was one, Woody Woodpecker part of the time. Just all sorts of characters were. Mel Blanc was just a fantastic comedian and a wonderful voice artist. Well, this particular song, the story is this. I was in high school in 1954 or so, and we had chapel, and the chapel was a separate building. It was a small high school. There were only about 100 students in the school, the English-speaking part. There was a Spanish-speaking part that had about 200 students, and we had a chapel in English every day, and I was a bit of a prankster and did a few little things. So in those days, people played records. Record players would play, and we had a record player in the auditorium that would go through the sound system in the auditorium. And I had fiddled with it and figured out that it took, something like 8 or 10 seconds from the time it finished one record till the time it was able to drop the next record down. These were 45 RPM records, and start it. So I had about 15 or 20 seconds to start a song and get to my seat as the assembly for chapel, as all the students were filing in. So I timed it well. I waited till almost everyone was in and the program was about to begin, and I started the record player and quickly hurried off and sat in my seat so I was safely there when over the loudspeaker came this song, the Woody Woodpecker song. And I took great pleasure in that. So, of course, they went up and turned off the sound. But this, what you're going to hear now, is what my friends in high school and all the teachers heard at the start of our chapel service around 1954.
That's the Woody Woodpecker song. He's a pecking it all day long.
I peck a few holes in a tree to see if the redwood's really red. It's nothing to me to fly off
hope.
That's the Woody Woodpecker's tune. Makes the other woodpecker swoon. Though it doesn't make sense to the dull and the dense, all the lady woodpeckers long for. That's the Woody Woodpecker song.
Come on up in the tree, fellas, and sing some harmony.
Woody Woodpecker serenade. All the woodpecker hit parade.
Though he can't sing a note, there's a frog in his throat. All his top notes come out blurred.
I'm the lady's voice choice with the laugh in my voice. I give all the ladies the bird.
He'll be settling down someday. He'll be hearing the preacher say, for the rest of your life you'll be Woody and White, and the choir will sing along with the Woody Woodpecker song.
Well, if that's not a wombat, I don't know what is. So that's the Woody Woodpecker song from 1948, as played by Harry Baya at the chapel service at Colegio Americano in Caracas, Venezuela, in 1954, to great amusement by many, and some upset by a few teachers. Now we're moving back to our regular fare. This is Roy Clark singing Yesterday When I Was Young. And as you get old, and I'm old, this song gets to mean more and more. And it sort of catches the feeling of yesterday, when I was young, life was dreamy. And this song says that to me.
It seems the love I've known has always been the most destructive kind. I guess that's why now I feel so old. Yesterday, when I was young, the taste of life was sweet as rain upon my tongue. I teased at life as if it were a foolish game, the way the evening breeze may tease a candle flame. The thousand dreams I dreamed, the splendid things I planned, I always built to last on wind and shifting sail. I live by night and shun the naked light of day. And only now I see the years ran away. Yesterday, when I was young, so many happy songs were waiting to be sung. So many wild pleasures lay in store. So much pain my dazzled eyes refused to see. I ran so fast the time, and youth at last ran out. I never stopped to think what life was all about. And every conversation I can now recall concerned itself with me and nothing else at all. Yesterday, the moon was blue, and every crazy day brought something new to do. I used my magic age as if it were a wand, and never saw the worst and the emptiness beyond. The game of love I played with arrogance and pride, and every
thinking I meet too quickly, quickly die. The friends I made all seem somehow to drift away, and only I am left on stage to end the play. There are so many songs in me that won't be sung. I feel the bitter taste of tears upon my tongue. The time has come for me to pay for yesterday when I was young.
Yesterday When I Was Young by Roy Clark. Roy Clark is famous for his instrumental work on banjo and guitar, as well as his singing. He's about a little older than me. Let's see. What's next? Oh, next up is one of my all-time favorites. In fact, I have been chastised for playing this too often. I don't play it that often on the show, maybe once or twice a year. But the first few years of the show, I used to play it every 3 weeks. Every few weeks, I put it on again. I haven't played it now in at least 6 months or a year. I love this song. This is called Spanish Dancer by Patti Sciarfa. And Patti Sciarfa is Bruce Springsteen's wife. She was in his band, and they fell in love, I guess. And Bruce left his previous wife, and they've been together ever since. And she's always thought of as a backup musician for Bruce Springsteen. But this is a solo number, which she wrote and performs. And I consider it one of the best songs I know.
Oh, mama, there's a Spanish dancer. Steps I follow when he comes near. The red dress of temptation over a long black slip of fear. Will I fall beneath the shadow of some broken cross? My arms emptied and all my treasures lost. Across these beds of darkness, he opens his arms and gathers them in. Oh, mama, the bridges were burning over a river black and cold. But I walked when love commanded me up to the edges of his soul. But I'm still frightened. Opens his arms and gathers them in. Some fantastic tool that you should never be worthy of. But all those illusions trip and fall. He is just a man after all. Just like that Spanish dancer, I pull my roses down for him. Across these beds of darkness, he opens his arms and gathers them in. Just like that Spanish foolish dancer, I throw my roses down for thee. Across these beds of darkness, he opens his arms and gathers them in. Just like that Spanish dancer, I just like that Spanish dancer, I just like that Spanish dancer, I just like that Spanish dancer, I.
Well, we've only got a few minutes left of the show. I'm just going to play a little bit of a song that, just to give you a flavor of it, and I'll start next week's show with it. It's called Hero by Enrique Iglesias.
Let me be your hero. Would you dance? If I asked you to dance, would you run and never look back? Would you cry if you saw me crying? And would you save my soul tonight? Would you tremble if I touched your lips? Would you laugh? Oh, please tell me this. Now would you die for the one you love? Oh, hold me in your arms tonight. I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss away the pain. I will stand by you forever. You can take my breath away. Would you swear that you'll always be mine?
Well, that's Enrique Iglesias singing Hero. You've been listening to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. We come to you from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. I want to wish you all a good week and encourage you to do what I ask you to do every week. Please, please do this for me. Please celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.